Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, we got a lot of balloons coming our way, and it just now seems to be like it's a normal thing that there's balloons, spy balloons, that are coming from all over the world. We had more spy balloons that were shot down. More spy balloons, or as they describe them, unidentified objects. This happening on Super Bowl Sunday. Another one. The U.S. shot down another object over Lake Huron, fourth in 8 days. Republicans are now demanding answers, as they should. Now, the question that I know many of you are going to want to be answered is the same question that I've been wanting an answer to. Is this new, or has this been happening all along and we're just now finding out about it? They're just now telling us about it. Or is our government so incompetent that the people have been doing this for a long time and we didn't know about it because they weren't looking for these balloons? There are a lot of scenarios here. So let me tell you about the latest one that we have shot down. Keyword, the latest one that we've shot down that we know about. The United States military on Sunday shot down what they described as an unidentified flying object over Michigan. Yes, they did not wait until it got out over the sea. Why? Because that is not going to fly with the American people anymore. And the White House clearly understands they screwed up allowing that last spy balloon that was the size of school buses to fly over our country, over our installations, and gather serious intelligence. The United States military now taking a hard line on unidentified objects and shooting this one down over Michigan. That is the fourth U.S. military shot down balloon in 8 days. NORAD, also the longer version of that, North American Defense Command, said in a statement today at 2:42, while you were getting ready for the Super Bowl, this was the alert that went out, at the direction of President Biden, and based on the recommendations of Secretary Austin, it's the defense secretary, and military leadership, an F-16 fired an Ames X-9X to successfully shoot down an airborne object flying at approximately 20,000 feet in U.S. airspace over Lake Huron in the state of Michigan. Its path and altitude raised concerns, including that it could be a hazard to civil aviation. Now, here's the part that is interesting. The logic that was used by this administration that has now gotten them in trouble is they tried to say over and over and over again that that first balloon that we shot down over the ocean after it gathered massive amounts of intelligence on our country and flew over our country for 5 days over all the areas that they wanted it to fly over, gathering Lord knows what on us. The argument the administration made at that time was this. Well, it was flying very high. It was flying above, as they described it, okay, it was flying above commercial aviation. Commercial aviation isn't flying at 60,000 feet, so that's why they said they didn't shoot it down, okay? That's why it happened. That's why we did it. That's what they said. Then they got themselves in trouble, and this may be because other countries or whoever's behind these balloons said, all right, we'll call their bluff. Let's fly these things lower. Let's lower the altitude and then see what America does. Well, now that it dropped down to 40,000, 30,000 feet and lower than that, this is now where we are. We have these objects that are flying, and they can't say it's not going to affect commercial travel. They have no choice now but to shoot down these objects. They've backed themselves, in essence, into a corner. They also said its path and altitude raised concerns, including that it could be a hazard not only to civil aviation. The location chosen, they say, for the shoot down afforded us the opportunity to avoid impact to people on the ground while improving chances of debris recovery. There are no indications of any civilians hurt or otherwise affected. North American Aerospace Defense Command detected the object Sunday morning and has maintained visual and radar tracking of it. Based on its flight path and data, we can reasonably connect this object to the radar signal picked up over Montana, which flew in proximity to sensitive DOD sites. We did not assess it to be a kinetic military threat to anything on the ground, but we assessed it was a safety flight hazard and a threat due to its potential surveillance capabilities. Our team will now work to recover the object in an effort to learn more. Now, a congressional aide told the Wall Street Journal that the object overlaid Huron was octagon-shaped. Representative Jack Berman, a Republican from Michigan, tweeted, I've been in contact with DOD regarding operations across the Great Lakes region today. The U.S. military has decommissioned another object over Lake Huron. I appreciate the decisive action by our fighter pilots. The American people deserve far more answers than we have. Couldn't agree more than that. Another representative, a Democrat from Michigan, tweeted out, just got a call from Department of Defense. Our military has an extremely close eye on the object above Lake Huron. We'll know more about what this is in coming days, but for now, be assured that all parties have been laser focused on it from the moment it traveled over our waters. Now, Democrats and Republicans are coming together on this because they realize that this is a really bad story and also a really big story. It's an embarrassing story that this is even capable, that this is even an option. It's an embarrassing story that this has been happening, and honestly, for we don't even know how long it's been happening. We have no clue how long this has been going on. We have absolutely no idea how many days, months, weeks, or years they've been doing this. That's why it's clear the American people, quote, deserve answers. We also don't understand why the administration went from acting like it didn't matter and how many times maybe they didn't tell us about it. There's also lack of communication, quite possibly. And this is another problem. Lack of communication from the DOD to the White House. We've learned about that lack of communication. We learned, apparently, that first massive balloon that was the size of a school bus that flew across the entire country, and then we finally shot it down. When it was over Alaska, the president wasn't even briefed on it, didn't even know it existed. That's also a major problem. So these are just some of the issues. And they are significant. How can we be the greatest country in the world and not know about any of this? How can we be the greatest country in the world with the greatest military and have this many balloons flying over our country?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before we lose our minds over these balloons, let's also be clear about something. China is not the only one that's probably doing this. We have spy balloons, no doubt about it, that fly around the world. We are the greatest military in the world. Yep, there's a lot of these balloons flying over the U.S., and apparently this just has not been a priority for us to shoot them down under this administration or of this Pentagon. That's obviously changed because the PR optics, the nightmare that is this big balloon that flew over the entire nation. Now, China is also, just so you know, fighting back. China's pretty angry. China has actually come out now. And China has said, well, hold on a second. There's been more than 10 U.S. balloons that have flown into our airspace. China, this morning, said that more than 10 U.S. high-altitude balloons have flown over in its airspace during the past year without its permission. This coming after Washington accuses Beijing of operating a fleet of surveillance balloons around the world. The United States denied that it operates any surveillance balloons over China. I'll be honest with you, I don't believe that, but whatever. The Chinese allegations came after the U.S. shut down another suspected Chinese spy balloon that had crossed from Alaska to South Carolina, sparking a new crisis in bilateral relations that have spiraled to their lowest level in decades. Foreign Ministry spokesman gave no details about the alleged U.S. balloons, how they had been dealt with, or whether they had government or military links. It is also common for U.S. balloons to legally enter the airspace of other countries, Wang said at his daily briefing. Since last year, U.S. high-altitude balloons have illegally flown over China's airspace more than 10 times without the approval of Chinese authorities. Wang said the U.S. should first reflect on itself and change course rather than smear and instigate a confrontation, referring to China. China says the balloon shot down by the U.S. was an unmanned airship made for meteorological research that had been flown off course. It has accused the U.S. of overreacting by shooting it down and threatening to take unspecified action in response. In Washington, National Security Council spokesman said this morning that any claim that the U.S. government operates surveillance balloons over China is, quote, false. It is China that has a high-altitude surveillance balloon program for intelligence collection connected to the People's Liberation Army that it has used to violate the sovereignty of the United States and over 40 countries across 5 continents. This is the latest example of China scrambling to do damage control. It has repeatedly and wrongfully claimed the surveillance balloon is sent over the United States was a weather balloon, and that this day has failed to offer, and to this day has failed to offer any credible explanations for its intrusion into our airspace and the airspace of others. Following the balloon incident, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken canceled a visit to Beijing that many had hoped would put the brakes on the sharp decline in relations over Taiwan, trade, human rights, and threatening Chinese actions in the disputed South China Sea. Also, Monday morning, the Philippines are now accusing a Chinese Coast Guard ship of targeting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of its crew in the South China Sea, calling it a blatant violation of their sovereign rights. Wang said a Philippine Coast Guard vessel had trespassed into Chinese waters without permission, they claim, on February the 6th, and that Chinese Coast Guard vessels responded professionally and with restraint. China claims virtually all of the strategic waterway had been steadily building up its maritime forces and island outposts. China and the Philippines are maintaining communications through diplomatic channels in this regard, Wang said. China's defense ministry did not immediately respond to a question about the incident. Adding to all this tension, by the way, a U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object over Lake Huron on Sunday, that getting another reaction from China. Now, the White House also has another problem. And I go back to the handling of this in this country. I can't control China. I can't control what they do. But what I can do is demand that our nation have an actual foreign policy that deals with China and Chinese surveillance balloons, and that we don't sit here and allow them to say really stupid stuff. Now, when I say, you know, they say really stupid stuff, let me explain what I mean by that. The White House tried to claim that shooting down of a second object is evidence that the Pentagon is doing it right. Others are saying, no, shooting down the second object a couple days ago shows that you guys have serious regrets for not shooting down the spy balloon that went all the way across the country. And then the White House says, well, these two balloons are totally different because one was bigger and now the second one they claim was smaller, the size of a car instead of a bus. Listen to the White House trying to figure out their new foreign policy on balloons as they're backtracking on their first disaster.
I'm not going to speak for the Pentagon. I can tell you that the president doesn't regret the way that we handled the first balloon. That time we, first of all, apples and oranges here in terms of size. As I said, this was size of a small car, and it was over a very sparsely populated area, but also more critically over, it was over water space when we ordered this down, as we did the last one, but a completely different size, and the debris field for this we expect to be much smaller than would have been for the other one. That's difference one. Difference two, we knew for a fact that the PRC balloon that we shot down last week was in fact a surveillance asset.
So there. Logic is, well, it was different last time and it's better now for us to shoot this down because of the size. And if the other one was too big of a threat falling from the sky, even though it was over, you know, land that was just no one was on, and it went over water many different times that we could have shut down. And I think what you're hearing from the White House is this is their way of saying, okay, we really screwed up and we didn't realize that the American people were going to find out about this first balloon and we didn't realize how angry they were going to be. So now if something flies over this country, we're going to shoot it down because it's in our political best interest, not national security. They're not worried about national security. They seem to be worried about the political side of it. They seem to be worried about the optics. That's what they seem to be really worried about.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Optics over national security is always a mistake. I don't care who you are in the White House. And the Biden White House clearly more worried about the optics than national security. Proof of it is the fact that they weren't even concerned about shooting down that first balloon that was clearly gathering significant intelligence. It's not, by the way, just Republicans now that are criticizing the administration. Give you another example of this. Representative Jim Himes, he's a Democrat from Connecticut. He is the ranking member on the Intelligence Committee, said on Sunday that he has, quote, real concerns about the Biden administration's transparency about the unidentified objects that have been shot down in recent days. Jim Hines was on NBC News' Meet the Press. Hines is part of the Gang of Eight, the top leaders of Congress and of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, said those lawmakers received a very extensive briefing about the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down over waters this month. Himes expressed concerns that the Biden administration has been less forthcoming about the unidentified object shot down over Alaska and Canada and Canadian airspace on Friday and Saturday, and then another one again on Sunday, even after he did this interview. Although he acknowledged that information may be scarce. Part of the problem is that the second and third objects were shut down in very remote areas. So my guess is that there's just not a lot of information out there yet to share. The one thing I see troubling, he went on to say, is massive speculation about alien invasions and additional Chinese or Russian action. Hines said, adding that the absence of information will make people anxious. He said, so I do hope the administration has a lot more information for all of us on what's going on. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also said on Sunday that the U.S. believes the unidentified objects shot down over Alaska and Canada were balloons smaller than the Chinese spy balloon shot down on the 4th of February. Schumer also said in an interview on ABC's This Week that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan briefed him Saturday night, hours after the unidentified object in Canada and Canadian airspace was shot down. Asked whether the two objects that were shot down in recent days were balloons, Schumer said they believe they were, yes, but much smaller than the first one. The congressman, a Democrat, said on Meet the Press he has not been briefed on the matter yet. When he was pressed about whether he thinks the administration is not being forthcoming or whether it is a situation which it does not have enough information. He said, I really can't answer that question because I haven't been briefed. I've got a very detailed briefing on the first Chinese balloon, and I think the decision-making process there was very good. We now own something that we're going to exploit for intelligence. I think the decision-making was good. Himes noted that people had not heard about the Chinese spy balloon until it was spotted flying over Montana this month. NBC News broke the news that the U.S. was monitoring the high-altitude surveillance device as it hovered on the U.S. for days. There may be reason for it. In the absence of information, people will fill in the gaps on anxiety and other stuff, the congressman went on to say. So I wish the administration was a little quicker to tell us everything they do know. Officials also confirmed Saturday that a U.S. fighter jet had shot down an unidentified object over Canada on Prime Minister Trudeau's orders. The decision was made in consultation with President Joe Biden, White House and Pentagon officials confirmed on Saturday. It was the third object to have been shot down over Northern America this month. And on Friday, the U.S. military also shot down another high-altitude object flying over Alaska airspace and Arctic waters. At a White House briefing that day, the National Security Council spokesman, John Kirby, who I played earlier, said the U.S. does not know who owns the object, which he declined to call a balloon, such as the one allegedly owned by the Chinese government that was shot down off the Carolinas. So Democrats now are again saying something that they've not said before, and that is, we don't feel like we have enough transparency. We're worried about what's happening here. We're concerned about this military. Joe Biden also used another word. He used the word humiliated. He was on ABC News, and this is what he had to say.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Great to be here, George. First time in 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a while since COVID. I want to start with this question over the Chinese spy planes and other aerial objects. Three incidents in a week. President Biden took some heat from your Democratic colleagues for not shooting down the spy balloon sooner. What can you tell us about these last two incidents, Friday and Saturday night? And are you confident in the overall administration response?
Yes. I was briefed by Jake Sullivan last night, so let me get right to it. And I'll give a little background and then get to your specific. The bottom line is, until a few months ago, we didn't know of these balloons. Our intelligence and our military did not know. This went as far back as President Trump, at least three times.
It's wild that we didn't know, isn't it?
It is wild that we didn't know, absolutely, and I'll get to that in a minute. Now they are learning a lot more, and the military and the intelligence are focused like a laser on first gathering and accumulating the information, then coming up with a comprehensive analysis of what went on before, what's going on now, and what could go on in the future. You can be sure that if any American interests or people are at risk, they'll take appropriate action. Until they get that comprehensive analysis, however, we have to look at each balloon individually.
Were these balloons Friday and Saturday night?
They believe they were, yes, but much smaller than the first one. Both of those, one over Canada, one over Alaska, were at 40,000 feet. Immediately, it was determined that that's a danger to commercial aircraft, which also fly at 40,000 feet. And so the second one, in cooperation with the Canadians, the first one with the Americans, took it down. And that's appropriate. The first balloon, there was a much different rationale, which I think was the appropriate rationale. We got enormous intelligence information from surveilling the balloon as it went over the United States.
Didn't the Chinese get enormous intelligence as well?
Well, they could have been getting it anyway, but we have to know what they're doing, okay? And we don't know exactly, but we got a lot of that. And even more importantly, by shooting it down over water, U.S. waters, only 6 miles out from South Carolina, we're going to probably be able to piece together this whole surveillance balloon and know exactly what's going on. So that's a huge coup for the United States.
This program is going to have to be shut down now, hasn't it? The Chinese aren't going to be able to send balloons.
Look, I think the Chinese were humiliated. I think the Chinese were caught lying. And I think it's a real step back for them. Yes, I think they're going to have to. I think they're probably going to have to get rid of it or do something. Because
I love this, right? All right, so the president had a bad week, but the Chinese are also humiliated. Right. Biden humiliated the Chinese by shooting down the spy balloon, even though it was us that were humiliated by allowing it to go across our entire country. This is Democratic logic for you. Right. I would be very suspicious of all U.S. adversaries. Former NORAD chief on suspected recent spy balloons also said on CNN about the problem here. NORAD General on Object Recovery, he said, I would be hesitant and urge you not to attribute it to any specific country. We don't know. That's why it's so critical to get our hands on these so that we can look at and analyze what they actually are. So they're now claiming, hey, maybe this isn't China. Now, could this be another country? Yeah, there's countries that hate us. There's a possibility of that. But the reality is it probably is China. So why is the administration falling all over themselves to also say it may not be China? China's collecting U.S. military and nuclear capabilities with spy balloons in preparation, many now believe, for conflicts, including conflicts with Taiwan. That is something that we need to understand. Representative McCall said this on Fox News.
These spy balloons have great capability to gather and collect intelligence. I would argue more so than even satellites, in the sense that they're flying at, say, 40 to 60,000 feet above the Earth. The imagery that they can capture and other intelligence data that I can't be specific about can be captured and then transmitted back to the mothership in Beijing. They have control over these balloons. You know, this was an act of espionage in plain sight, plain view of the American people. I know there have been reports of prior ones, but none quite like this. And the reason why this one is so damaging is I do a damage assessment about what really happened that day. This balloon went over three of our most sensitive nuclear sites, one being in Montana, that runs the triad. That's air, land, and sea, nuclear strikes and counterstrikes. It went over our strategic command in Omaha, Nebraska, where our biggest stockpile of nuclear weapons exists.
Well, let me just stop there. This is Michael McCaul. He's a Republican, Texas House Foreign Affairs Chairman. And he's laying out for the American people why don't believe this BS from this administration. That this is, oh, when these things fly over, if they're flying high, we don't need to shoot them down. That's the logic that this administration has used. And now they're back themselves in a corner where they got to shoot down all of these, right? All of these. And then you have Democrats that are still being stupid. I'm going to end with this. Jake Tapper had on the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. All this is happening. One of these balloons is now shot down over her state where she's the governor from. And Gretchen Whitmer is still out there using TikTok. The FBI has now said, and the CIA and others have said very clearly, that TikTok is something that should be banned from government devices. More than half of the states in the country have now banned TikTok from government devices because it's clearly a spying apparatus for China. And this idiot governor, and this is all-encompassing of the White House and the Democratic Party right now in these spy balloons. She knows, and she's been warned by the FBI. And she's still using TikTok, folks. Listen.
Last month, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers banned TikTok from governor devices, saying that, quote, defending our state's technology and cybersecurity infrastructure and protecting digital privacy was a top priority. More than half of the states have taken similar steps. You're active on TikTok. And I get it, it's fun, but I deleted my app from my phone because so many people kept coming on my show saying, delete it. The Chinese government has access to your data. Is it appropriate for you to be on TikTok when FBI says it's a national security concern?
Let me say this. We use TikTok on one device that has nothing else on it. It is a communication tool. We don't do it because it's fun, although some people think what I put out there can be fun on occasion. My kids disagree.
I don't buy that you don't have fun during TikTok.
But the point is, we have it on one device that has no access to anything else because so many people get their information that way. Whether we like it or not, that is a tool for disseminating important information, and that's how we use it. But we're always evaluating because we want to make sure that we are protecting data in Michigan, and that's why we're always evaluating. But at this point, the way we use it is secure.
Do you think it's safe for kids to be on TikTok? Because, I mean, one of the concerns, there was a great 60 Minutes report showing that the version of TikTok that the Chinese have, there's a time limit, that's educational, and the version that we have in this country, there are a lot of concerns that it reaffirms eating disorders and other harmful messages.
Yeah, I'm concerned about a lot of ways that social media is curated and drags people down rabbit holes in this country. We need to, you know, have some congressional, you know, measures taken to ensure that there is some integrity in it. But also, we got to teach our kids that this is not a real robust offering of information for you to distill and make your own decisions. This is biased, and it can be incredibly toxic.
So, this is, again, a great example of the Democratic Party showing how stupid they are. She's like, all right, I believe that you should still use a device that we don't trust enough. So we have isolated our TikTok device on one, basically phone that is used for nothing else but TikTok. So that clearly is her admitting it's not safe, but then saying it's safe. She said it's a great way to communicate. So I'm going to use the Chinese to communicate with the people in Michigan. That's what she's saying. And then she's saying, I know that the Chinese don't even allow their kids to use TikTok the way that our kids are using TikTok, for all the reasons that were just listed, but I'm going to keep using it and keep making the Chinese not only financially rich, but also have more access to all of our information to spy on us. This is the problem with the Democratic Party. This is why they allow balloons to fly over our country. And the only reason why they're now shooting them down is because of the massive outrage from the people in this country. We're going to keep covering this issue. It's not going to go away anytime soon. That I can guarantee you. So make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. Hit that automatic download or subscribe button. You'll get it free every day. Share this podcast on social media as well, if you would, so more people will see it. And write us a 5-star review, please. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.